What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care hospital pharmacy podcast. I've got a quick bonus episode for you today on handling the phentolamine shortage. You can find the show notes for today's episode by going to pharmacyjoe.com/episode6. Another drug bites the dust. Phentolamine is no longer manufactured. It is now made ASHP's list of drugs no longer available. I feel this information is critical to communicate to emergency medicine and critical care practitioners, as the risk-benefit assessment of peripheral vasopressor therapy changes without the availability of this extravasation antidote. I was just discussing this with an emergency medicine physician, and his eyebrows raised so high they nearly hit the ceiling when I told him that phentolamine is no longer going to be available. This doesn't change my any port in a storm philosophy of peripheral vasopressor use that we covered in episode 5, but it will make me advocate for the placement of a central line sooner in patients where I see peripheral vasopressor use continuing for more than a few hours. The alternatives to phentolamine for extravasation from the catecholamine vasopressors, phenylephrine, norepinephrine, epinephrine, dopamine, and dobutamine are: number one, apply heat proximal to the site of extravasation. Number two, elevation of the site of extravasation. These are both things you should be doing anyhow. Number three, topical nitroglycerin paste, 2%. Apply a 1-inch strip to the site of ischemia every 8 hours as needed. Obviously, you'll need to be monitoring the patient for hypotension from the nitroglycerin. And number four is terbutaline. Dilute 1 milligram terbutaline and 10 mLs normal saline, and then inject it locally across the symptomatic sites in the similar manner that you would have the phentolamine. The alternatives to phentolamine for extravasation from vasopressin and methylene blue are to apply heat, elevate the site, and apply topical nitro paste 1 inch every 8 hours. No terbutaline if the patient has an extravasation from vasopressin or methylene blue. And last is alternatives to using phentolamine for extravasation from an epinephrine auto-injector. Watchful waiting is an option. Topical nitro paste, again, is an option. For your terbutaline for auto-injector extravasation, it's usually in a finger, so you need to make a much more concentrated dilution. You're going to put half or 1 milligram of terbutaline and 1 mL of normal saline and inject that locally across the symptomatic sites. So the volume is much lower because the finger limits the amount of volume that you can use. And I've got in the show notes a couple resources for you. Very nice review of extravasation from non-cytotoxic drugs, and then a little bit about the use of subcutaneous terbutaline to reverse peripheral ischemia from vasopressors. If you'd like to share anything on today's topic, or if you have an idea for the show, please let me know in the comments on the show notes page at pharmacyjoe.com/episode6, or by sending an email to joe@pharmacyjoe.com. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcatcher. Doing so will help others find the show. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.